The Third Man is an iconic post-war movie set in Vienna. Often considered one of the finest movies ever made, no trip to the city would be complete without a visit to its museum. Whether you've seen the film or not, the Third Man Museum has plenty to offer. Gerhard Straschwandner is its founder.
Often people ask me, how long will it take me? When I say an hour, sure, then they say, oh my God, I didn't know so much about the Third Man. For example, you see the cup of the little boy Hansel, the only still living star. You see the original film Cither, where they composed this world famous piece of film music. You see 60 original posters from all over the world. You have any kind of memorabilia from the stars and so on, all originals. Everything is an original. This was very important to me. No copies, nothing. It has to be the real thing.
Now, you also have a section which is actually not really directly about the Third Man, but it's about sort of Vienna before and then Vienna after the war. Why have you included those two aspects?
Because to understand the Vienna of the Harry Lime, you have to know about the history. Otherwise, you don't understand it, the movie. And then I was lucky also because Graham Greene was a good friend of Kim Philby. And Kim Philby in the movie, the Third Man, Harold Kim Philby, Harry Lime are very identical. Graham Greene finding out that his friend in the British Intelligence Service is a crook, is a murderer, actually. This is like Holly Martin's in the movie. He finds out that his glorious friend, Harry Lime, is a bad guy. So all that brings me into this history level before the war, after the war. But I don't point out the Second World War itself, because it was not mentioned in the movie, has nothing to do with the movie, just the time before and the time after.
So tell me a little bit about what Vienna would have been like then before the war. Let's talk about that first.
I say sometimes to friends, if you had been young in the 1930s in Central Europe, that was not so good. No good road ahead, no good perspective. We had this awful government here in Austria, what they call the Austrofascism, one party dictatorship. We had the same in Hungary, the same in Italy with Mussolini. In Germany, Hitler was raising. So that was the time before. A strange, weak government, which opposed Hitler, yes, but not supported by the people.
And then after the war, how was it different?
After the war, people had been shattered. They've seen what they thought to have a strong person in the country, which cleans up with terrorism, with gangsters. This was not the way it works. Shattered people, shattered city, broken, no illusions after the war, and then occupied by another power.
Why do you think that the Third Man chose to film in Vienna? Because there were lots of bomb cities in Europe. Presumably the story itself actually could have worked almost in any city. So why Vienna?
Yeah, they'd chosen in the beginning London. This was the idea of Alexander Korda, the great British film mogul. He said, I want to preserve the bombed-out city of London for future generations. Political memory is very short, he said. In a few years, people won't believe that this happened in London. But then there was the American co-producer in Selznick, and he said, London, only the British people go to the movie. He said, let's take another city like Berlin or whatever. And then Korda, who comes originally from Hungary, he, when he was very young in the 1920s, was in the Vienna film business also. He knew Vienna. He said, let's go to Vienna then. Let's do Vienna. Vienna is better than Berlin because Vienna is not only divided into four parts. Vienna has the inner city divided by all four together. They call it the international district, something which did not work because the Russians undermined the efforts of the Westerners. And this difficult situation where Harry Lime lives off, living in the Russian section and coming to the international district doing his dirty business and quick escaping back into his cradle, into his Russian section where he could bribe the Russians, where they tolerated him. All that would have been not so easily possible in another city.
So if you're coming as a tourist then to Vienna and you want to experience the Third Man, what are the different things that you can do?
There are four independent institutions. They formed now a so-called Third Man Tour. I'm one of the parts with the museum. And then there's the Third Man Walk. That's a tour every week twice, doesn't matter which time of the season. And that leads you through the locations where the movie was shot. Very interesting. Then there are the sewers. The sewer department opened exactly this part of the sewers where they shot the scenes of the movie, the famous movie scenes. And that's quite interesting too. A bit smelly, but people seem to love it. And then there is a cinema in Vienna, a nice old cinema, where since ages they play the movie The Third Man, usually three times a week, in the summertime seven times a week, but the original version, the English version. It's not for the locals, it's for the tourists.
For you personally, what's your favourite bit of The Third Man in relation to Vienna?
Very difficult for me to say. I love this movie, but I would say the first minute, because the first minute is actually a material which was supplied by the British military. So very important for the movie The Third Man. Watch the first minute. Don't come late in television. In a cinema, it's great. You're here from the beginning, because that tells you the story, the conflicts between the Allied forces. That's all the very first minute.
That's Gerhard Straschwandner, director of the Third Man Museum in Vienna. For more information, visit 3mpc.net.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.